83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 73 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with New York Giants legend and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller
and his son,
four-time SEC champion
and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And not down again, it was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
Free-for-all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. Hope you guys are ready to put a cap on this whole Vanderbilt talk for this week. Again, today is a free-for-all Friday, but also the day that we give our predictions and, you know, basically put the whole thing together. So we will do that again. Vanderbilt traveling into Tuscaloosa, and we'll face Alabama tomorrow. 2:30 Central Time is the kick for the game, and obviously Vanderbilt is looking to, I guess, do it again, right, after getting the win over Alabama last season in Nashville. This time they have to travel to Tuscaloosa. Can they do it again? We will see. They obviously are very confident. I've heard snippets and clips from their quarterback talking. Obviously, we listened to, you know, Clark Lee, their head coach, yesterday a little bit. He was talking with CBS, and obviously he's very confident in his program and his team. So I'm looking forward to a good one, man. I'm looking forward to a really interesting matchup. We've already talked a good bit about their offense, the challenges that it will present for our defense, and what we need to do. We'll put a bow on that. We'll bring that back up a little bit. And then, obviously, a little bit with their defense, just watch them on tape, man. A sound defense, play together really well. And they do a lot of things pretty good. I do think there's some spots that could be exposed, given I don't think they've been tested the way they will be tested going against our offense. But up front, they've got some good players. They're disruptive. And I think they're going to be a good challenge for us, right? First SEC home game here in Tuscaloosa. So hopefully the atmosphere is here. Obviously, College Game Day is also here. We'll talk a little bit about that guest picker. I know we mentioned it on the show, wondering who that would be. Well, now we have an answer. We'll discuss that. Plus, that also means, since College Game Day is here, a familiar face is back in town. And I believe he actually made a video kind of, you know, encouraging the fans to show up and show out. And that is none other than former Alabama head coach Nick Saban. So a lot of exciting stuff right now going on in Tuscaloosa. We'll talk about it, and then we'll dive into all that on this free-for-all Friday edition of the show. How do you get involved? 205-342-9904 is the number to the program. Plus, you can always tune in to the YouTube stream, where we stream live every single day on our YouTube platform at The Miller's Edge. So make sure you guys check that out if you haven't already. Again, completely free. All we do is ask you subscribe and like the videos. That always just gives us some support, pushes on the algorithm. But I would love for you guys to join us here. If you guys prefer the visual, watch me do the show. You guys can see my new and improved little goatee I'm playing around with. I feel like I look like the Rock when he was in that one Fast and Furious movie. Don't ask. I just was bored, and we did the goatee, the thick goatee this time, just for the hell of it. So anyway, that being said, we definitely are going to dive back into the whole Vanderbilt talk, give our predictions. I want your predictions, by the way. It is a prediction Friday, so drop those. You can do it here in the YouTube chat. Download that Tide 100.9 app and leave them there, or call in and drop your predictions. Again, the winner will get nice surprise, signed football, and a couple other little things we'll hook you up with if you guys get it right. We haven't had anybody get it right last year or this year, so keep on swinging, man. We'll see if we get one. I have a feeling we might hit – I feel like somebody might hit it this weekend, Chase. I don't know why, but I feel like somebody might – end up getting the score right. I just have that feeling. So hopefully I'm right, because I want you guys to get hooked up with some cool stuff. That being said, I know before we dive back into the Vanderbilt talk and really recap everything and do prediction stuff, I do want to turn the attention to the whole College Game Day experience with their guest picker, their choice, because when I saw the news, I'll be honest with you, Chase Reed, I initially was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I know, not to spoil too much, but I know, you know, he has ties to that team. I think he's a funny guy. I like him. I actually, you know, love his content. So I had no problem with it, but I did see the response from a lot of people. They didn't necessarily feel the same way. And so we'll talk about that at least early on, because I'm curious y'all's thoughts about the guest picker. I know a lot of, I feel like a lot of times, Chase and Reed, there's always, you know, negative feedback on who they choose. Cause I feel like anytime it's an Alabama game, it's not very often they actually get like Alabama people. I feel like it's always kind of outside the box or just not related too much to Bama. And I could understand why that would get annoying for some folks, but I do feel like this one is a pretty interesting one. And like I said, I'm a fan of the guys, so I have no problem with it. But that being said, let's do this. Let's go ahead and hit our first time out to stay on schedule. When we come back, we'll dive into that talk, that guest picker talk. And I want to get y'all's thoughts. And I know we already got some folks lining up on the phone line, so we can go to the phone lines early, and I have a feeling it might be about that. So we'll definitely do that as well. So quick time out. We come back. We get rolling on this free-for-all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. For all our folks driving into town, I see Q06 is on the way, man. Be safe. Carson's already in town, man. Glad you guys made it here. Hope you guys have a phenomenal weekend. And definitely, hopefully, we can try to catch up with you guys at some point. But looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one. And it's going to be a good show again here on the Miller's Edge, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. I got a quick announcement I'll make when we come back about them as well, with some other stuff that you have a chance at winning thanks to the Good Feet Store. I'll talk about that when we come back right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230.
In Threat to see Charlie Kirk's final words. Go today to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Newsmax sponsored this message.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Free-for-all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230. WTBC presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. And speaking of them, obviously you guys know by now, if you're in any type of pain, foot pain, knee pain, or back pain, go get those premium arch supports, or at least go check them out. Try before you buy. Nothing to lose at the Good Feet Store right there in Midtown Village, right? You know about that. But I've got more exciting news, and I mentioned this before, but I want to make sure I really hammer this home for you guys. Because talking about winning prizes, right? We're doing our prediction Friday right now, and you guys are dropping those predictions. I got them all written down on my phone. For those of you that keep rolling in here, feel free to drop them, and I'll make sure I try to catch up on them and write them down. But here's something exciting about also winning some stuff, man. The Good Feet Store is making it possible to win some money, right? If you get the score prediction right, I'll give you, you know, signed football and some stuff like that, right? You know, some Miller's Edge gear, which is, I mean, hey, in my opinion, it's better than cash. But I know everybody needs a little bit of cash these days. Well, thanks to the Good Feet Store, you've got a chance to win that cash, right? Again, they are doing the Good Feet Kick for Cash Challenge. So make sure you guys are, I'm filling you in on it, but make sure you guys try to sign up and be a part of it. Again, this is the Kick for Cash. You make a field goal and you win cash. It's literally that easy. So what you can do is, number one, go to goodfeet.com where, you know, you can find information about the arch supports. But for this challenge, go to goodfeetkickforcash.com, and then you can go enter your email, try to sign up, and hopefully you're chosen and you're eligible. But again, literally all you got to do is make a field goal, which it sounds easy, and I guess it might be easy for some, but others it's a little tough of a challenge. But anyway, you can win up to $1,000 cash. You got a 20-yard field goal. You start on the 20. If you make it, you'll get a shot at the 30-yard field goal. And then if you make that 30-yard field goal, you'll win $1,000. If you don't, you still walk away with $500, right? So you're going to win some money regardless, pretty much, as long as you at least make one. And then if you don't make any field goal, you'll still get a Good Feet Store prize pack, right? So again, go to that website, and I'll type it in the chat here on our stream, goodfeetkickforcash.com, and then you sign up. And if you get chosen, you get that chance. But I got faith in our listeners, man. Again, 20-yard field goal, you guys can definitely do that. That should guarantee you $500. The 30-yard might be a little bit more difficult, but that's $1,000. But hey, man, cash is cash. And obviously, who doesn't want free cash? Well, it's technically free by making a field goal. I guess you got to, you know, go kick something. But anyway, goodfeetkickforcash.com is where you sign up for that challenge. Again, that is presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. All right, let's talk a little bit real quick about this guest picker, because I know that's been buzzing a little bit over last day or so. So College Game Day coming into town, obviously. We're excited. You know, Reese Davis, Nick Saban, you know, the whole cast will be here. Kirk Herbstreit is going to be exciting, right? But, you know, they always choose their guest picker. And we asked that question on the show, like, hey, I wonder who it's going to be. We didn't know. Well, now we do know. And it's going to be none other than the man himself, Theo Von, right? Comedian, podcaster, all that stuff. And to be fair, he's not an Alabama guy. He's actually a Vanderbilt guy. You know, he lives in Nashville. I don't know how long he's been a Vanderbilt fan. I think it's probably more so, you know, he's Nashville-based. And I know he spends a lot of time with the program. But for me, man, I love his content. I used to listen to his podcast, like, all the time. I think he's hilarious. And so when I saw it, I'll be honest with you, I was kind of like, oh, man, that's cool. That'll be entertaining, right? You know he's going to be hilarious. He's going to say some stuff that he's probably kind of pushing the line with, which I think that's what comedy is. Nowadays, comedy's a little bit soft, right? Well, I didn't have a problem with it, but I know a lot of people were like, why would they not choose an Alabama, I guess, figure or a person? And to be fair, they chose a comedian, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, who had no ties to either school. I don't think, I'm forgetting his name, but I get the point that people want to see more Bama guys when this opportunity comes up. And initially, I thought the biggest issue was all the former Bama guys, at least from recent years, were still playing in the league, right? Which was true. So it made sense. But now you've got a number of guys that have retired that I'm sure wouldn't mind. Like I said, A.J. McCarron wouldn't have surprised me because, you know, now he's really done. I know he's doing, you know, UFL stuff, but now, you know, he's doing a lot in the media space. I thought A.J. would have been a pretty clear choice if they did go the Bama route. Hell, Amari Cooper just retired. Julio Jones, I see someone in the chat mentioned Julio Jones, right, being the guest picker. I mean, look, I feel like there's more guys to choose from now, but nonetheless, man, I think Theo Von is a choice that, to me, it makes sense. You want entertainment on the show. He's going to bring that. He's connected to Vanderbilt. Obviously, you know, we're playing Vanderbilt. I know it's in Tuscaloosa, but at least it's something. At least it's not like when they chose the other comedian a year or two ago and he had no ties to either school. I thought that was kind of random, but I don't know. But let me know, guys, in the chat. I mean, what are y'all's thoughts? Are y'all cool with Theo Von doing it? Are y'all a big fan of his? Y'all wish he was a Bama guy or girl? If so, let me know who you would have chosen if you could have. But Chase Reed, I'll let you guys answer. What were y'all's thoughts? I mean, are y'all fans of Theo? Did y'all think it was a good choice? Or what did you think when you heard that he was going to be the guy?
I was more surprised than anything just because I've heard some names. Even the one that I kept hearing, and I mean, I think it would have just been great for the Alabama fan base, maybe not so the national base, but was James Spann. I've been hearing that a good bit. But no, I love Theo Von. I think he's going to, like you said, just bring out just the, like, he's going to reach limits that's not quite crossing, but it's just going to bring that, like, attraction, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, and that's why I like him, because his comedy, like, I mean, he's, you know, he's from Louisiana, Southern dude, but like you said, I mean, he's close to crossing line with the stuff he says. And then he just throws out stuff that you're like, bro, how are you even thinking about that? You know, I think he's hilarious. I think it's going to be hilarious, you know, having him and Coach Saban together. I know he even recorded a little snippet talking about being selected, and he was like, hey, I get to meet Nick Saban's. He's like calling him Saban's. Like, just like little stuff. He's just like, he's a character, man. I don't know. But I thought it was a good choice, knowing that he at least is a fan of Vanderbilt. So I'm reading the chat here. Kenny said Drewski. That would have been hilarious. Drewski would have been funny. Ricky Smiley, right? He's Birmingham based, I'm pretty sure, right? I know Julio's name got thrown out there. Anybody else? Let's see. I don't think I see any other names, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll say this, and I don't want to sound bad when I say this, but picking somebody like Theo Von, in my opinion, is much more entertaining than choosing like a former Alabama guy that might not have that personality. And I told you guys before we started the show, if I chose a former Alabama guy to do it, I would want one that I know I'm going to get like an entertainment aspect. Like I know a lot of people get frustrated with some of the stuff Marlon says, but Marlon has that entertainment factor, right? Damian is crushing it with CBS. I mean, the way he's just passionate and he, you know, pretty much does it on a weekly basis with them. I mean, he's a good choice, right? Obviously, you know, confliction of his work, but Mark Ingram, I see you guys saying him, right? People like those former guys that have that personality, I think those would be good choices. But I wouldn't want them just to pick a guy just because he's a former Bama guy. Then he gets on there and he doesn't really have like the entertainment factor or things like that. You know what I mean? Like, with all due respect, I love Julio, man. He's solid as it can be, but Julio is more of like a laid back dude. So I feel like if you went Julio, it wouldn't be nearly as entertaining if it was a guy like Theo, right? But that's just my opinion. And then there's no hate towards Julio. You guys get what I'm saying. Julio is more of a kind of, not necessarily quiet, but you guys, if you've met him, you know what I mean. Tony Brown, that would be, Tony would be hilarious because he probably would have his staff, his necklace, or I don't want to disrespect it, but necklace or the you know, the piece he's been wearing, like that African looking necklace. But that, yeah, that probably would see that out. Get Tony Brown and Rashawn because they're like a duo, man. Those two dudes together, oh hell, that would be yeah, that would be something to see for sure. But anyway, just wanted to bring that up early on just because that came out yesterday, and I know some people had some thoughts on it. So yeah, Coach Cochran, that'd be a pretty good one, I guess. Seeing him and Coach Saban together up there would be cool. Bring back old memories, man. All right, let's do this. Let's hit a timeout and stay on schedule when we come back. I know we got phone calls. We can jump to the phone lines. I'll give a quick little snippet, I guess, maybe on this matchup, but then we'll jump to the phone lines, and then obviously we'll break it down much more as we continue through the show. 12 o'clock, we will be joined by Reagan Starner of R&R Cigars, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that. We'll get his smoking hot picks. And we'll keep on rolling right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store. America's Arch Sport Experts. We'll be right back. Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9-
Wedding do that at Emma Entertainment with the odds are always in your favor. Take Anchor 45 off of 2059, sponsored by Ray.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
The Tide Tailgate Show is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast on 95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC and online at 95.3thebear.com and Tide100.9.com. Game day traffic reports to get you to Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Live reports from our Bama beat reporter, Wyatt Fulton.
Game day picks from the top games.
And this year, special insight each week
from Roll Tide Willie. The Tide Tailgate Show originates live from Grandstand in Tuscaloosa's Timberson Square.
Come sip beverages or grab a bite before or after the game.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
To the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. Real quick before we go to the phone lines, I'll just piggyback what I just was talking to the chat about, because I do want to weave in, I want to go to you guys, but I want to weave in some football talk, because again, we are putting a bow on the Vanderbilt game. We had a question from Bradley asking about the confidence level and you know, Kane and the defense getting the necessary stops. And basically my answer was, you know, I'm confident that we will be better than we were last year, right? We were, you know, on the road last year. It was the first time Kane had, you know, had to see that Vanderbilt offense and really prepare for it. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't think our game plan for that game was great. We didn't get in a whole bunch of, you know, true 3-4 personnel. We did at times. Guys seemed to just be a little lost. There's multiple times, and I remember these plays specifically, we had multiple guys in the same gap, which we've seen at times this year, but last year in the Vanderbilt game, it seemed like our defense was all out of sorts, right? Similar to kind of like what you saw from week one in Florida State, except there's more effort, at least, in the Vanderbilt game last year. That being said, I do feel confident that, you know, Kane Womack, having a year under his belt, seeing that Vanderbilt team, can now go back and say, and it's the same quarterback, same offensive coordinator that he faced last year, you can go and watch the tape and really have a, you know, much more secure game plan or much better game plan this time around because it's his second year facing them. So I'm confident in that, but there still are some concerns, you know. But, you know, the positives, I guess, real quick would be last week we showed the ability to get off on third down, you know, holding Georgia 2 of 8. The, you know, last season we played Vanderbilt, that was one of the biggest issues in this game. So we are doing a better job on third down this year right now. We still are struggling against the run, which Vanderbilt is definitely going to run the football. That's going to be an issue. And one of those other concerns is the fact that our two edge guys are out. And I'm talking about Jamarion Latham, who, you know, if you go back and watch week one, it was him and Quay Rousseau, like the two starters in that base 3-4 look on defense. Both those guys are out in this game. So you're relying on Quay Rousseau, who's been playing much better, right? But then a true freshman on the other side. And I know as good as anybody, being a former edge guy myself, the edge position and when you play an option team is so important, literally to set the edge, to be quarterback players. I mean, you're one of the key components of stopping this type of offense. And you're talking about working with, you know, a true freshman on one side and the other guy, you know, who's, you know, pass rush ability, he's always had that, but Yonze's been stepping up more and more as a run defender. You get what I'm saying? So that's going to be something to pay attention to in this game. I'm not saying it could make or break this game, but it definitely makes you have a little bit of a concern knowing how important those positions are, those outside backer spots are in this defense playing an offense like this. And then just the ability of stopping the run. That's what I mean. They're going to test you. And they have a quarterback, last but not least, that makes plays with his legs, right? Whether it is in that option attack or just scramble drill. And he's scrappy, he's tough, and he'll take off when it's there, right? So we got to find ways to contain him, contain this offense, and we'll see if they can get that job done. But the good news is on the other side, I think our offense is so explosive that we can afford to kind of have that bend but don't break defense at times. I don't want that, but I think you have the luxury of that because our offense has been so explosive and one of the most productive offenses nationally, even against some good competition. So just wanted to throw that out there and answer that question because that's a really good question. And I see you followed up on that. I'll answer that, but let me get to the phone lines real quick, Bradley, and we'll jump back. We're going to go back and forth. That way we can squeeze everything in here. 205-342-9904 is the number. We've got Marty from Arkansas up first. Marty, welcome in.
Hello?
Hey, Marty. Welcome in.
Hey. Sorry I haven't been able to call. I lost the phone on the third game coming back from Tuscaloosa.
Oh, you're fine, man. You don't need to apologize, brother. No worries, man. Glad you got it back.
I owe you a burger. We were going to be in a burger, so I owe you a burger. I'll be down. I wanted to come down for this game, but we got to try to break even. I got a lot of rice to cut today before so I can watch the game tomorrow. So
there you go.
The rain early, the fall, you know, we didn't get all our crops in. A lot of people didn't, but we've got most of ours in, so we beat some other people. But, you know, we got to make money. But my score is going to be 41-21.
41-21? Is that what you said, 41-21?
Yeah.
Okay. I got it written down, Marty.
Hey, the thing about it, though, see, we've already played a team, you know, look at them. They're coming to our house. They've been talking. And talk smack. You know, I've been coming to your house and talk smack to you. You tell me out of the curb and tell you take the can down the street. So we got to protect that. But we've already played a team like Florida State that ran the football with the running quarterback. Watch that film, break it down, and just protect the edge and force them back to the middle. And when that linebacker smacks them real hard, he's going to go out just like the South of that Carolina quarterback did.
Yeah, you definitely got to make a guy like that pay. I mean, a guy that wants to run the football.
And we got to protect that edge. We cannot let them. You know, it's just like in the Georgia game. They got chunks for 27 carries for 70 something or 50 something yards. Wasn't bad either. But we can't let them get those 30 yard chunk plays downfield from midfield and score a touchdown. We got to hold the chunk plays back.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in the running game. I mean, we had way too many explosive runs against Georgia, right? And if they're able to do that and then consistently run the football on us, their style of play is they want to control the tempo as well, right? That's when they did that last year. That's really one of the main reasons they won the football game. Offensively, we didn't play terrible last year. Obviously, we got a bad start. You had the sack fumble in a critical moment, but outside of that, we were able to score points. And as a matter of fact, I mean, we only had the ball maybe like 17 minutes or so, maybe 18 at the most, and we still put up like 35 points. So we were scoring on them, but the problem was they just kept running and running, and they controlled the whole tempo of the game. That's what they're going to want to do, and you're right. Those explosive plays, they hurt you as a defense. So it's going to be big about stopping the run and cleaning that aspect up defensively, because you do not want to put that on tape, which we did last week. They're watching that, and I'm telling you right now, they're like, oh, man, we've got a chance in this game strictly because of that piece alone. So as a defense, man, we got to come together and clean that part up 100%.
Yeah, we do. And another thing, we got Jim Miller, and we got to have him run for at least 85 to 100 yards. That way we can control tempo too.
Yeah, and if we can get that running game going, that'd be great. But I will say Vanderbilt does have one of the top rushing defenses in the country / conference as of now. Now, I know it's still early. They haven't played a whole bunch. But if we do get it going, great. But I'll be honest, with us struggling recently, I mean, this defense have shown that they can stop the run. So it won't be easy, but hopefully we can find a way to get it clicking and get that running game going as well, because that not only will help sustain the tempo of the game, but also will open up a lot in the passing game. Marty, we got to hit this timeout so we can stay on schedule, right, man. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. I appreciate you, too. Hey, you have a good one. We'll talk Monday about a win, okay?
Yes, sir. That sounds great, Marty. You have a great weekend, man. Good deal. All right, let's hit a timeout when we come back. We'll keep discussing things. We'll keep going back and forth with the phone lines, talking some football, talking some keys to this game. Then at the top of the hour, we will hear from Reagan Starner of R&R Cigars, get his smoking hot picks right here on the Miller's Edge, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art and Sport Experts. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Offering fuel efficiency, advanced technology, and plush comfort. Tuscaloosa Mazda, 3100 Skyland Boulevard East, or online at TuscaloosaMazda.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393.
Free Irish Pub, often imitated but never duplicated. Fridays at the Free with me, Gary Harris, this fall at Innisfree Irish Pub, 1925 University Boulevard in Tuscaloosa.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world. We're here for the rookies and the dreamers trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rentals. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on Vanderbilt at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football. Presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on Vanderbilt at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A sunny afternoon, the high today 83, clear tonight, the low 61. Tomorrow, another warm, dry day, lots of sunshine, the high 84. Sunday, partially sunny, a small chance of an afternoon shower. Sunday's high 83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 75 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Music had been playing for like a minute or so. I was explaining to our YouTube stream. I thought I had some time here. I found this install book that I had. I've been wanting to show you guys. And I brought it up just to give an explanation of like when people wonder about like defenses and stuff. And when you hear just people say, oh, we just need to do this. We need to play this. And I've always said like, no, guys, it's just really not that simple. Granted, this is a very complex defense. I think you guys have an idea, at least the folks on the YouTube stream, because I just showed you guys an install sheet of one play. And there actually is two sheets of that. And it just goes over all these different formations and the different checks and things that you have to get to depending on certain situations and formations. But anyway, I'll keep sharing some of that stuff with you guys, because I know you guys probably think that's pretty interesting. But the other thing I wanted to show you too is literally, I'll dive back in it, but that binder is literally from one game. That's one game's install. And I'll show you like the stats that they pull up, all the tendencies from the other team, percentages of plays and certain form. I mean, dude, this thing goes, wow. Yeah, it's in depth. Anyway, all right, let's keep going to the phone lines right now, because I know we got some more callers here. 205-342-9904. We got Bryce up next. Bryce, welcome in.
Hey, why not Miss AJ McCarron?
You said why not use AJ McCarron? I'm guessing you're talking about
for the guest picker.
I guess you got to ask ESPN. I don't make the call. I thought he would have been a good pick. He's entertaining, former player, and he's doing some media work.
Miss AJ McCarron.
Oh, you're talking about Catherine.
Catherine Webb.
His wife. I don't know why you would choose her. Respectfully, meaning, I mean, isn't she Auburn grad?
Well, I've never heard of him until they said he was on the SEC championship game a few years back.
Theo Vaughn, I mean, he's widely known across the world, man. I mean, he's a big deal.
Well, you got to figure that, you know, he's probably like you said, younger generation. You know, I'm quite a bit older than you, Christian.
Well, I think Theo Vaughn's in his 40s. I mean, he's not like too young. I mean, if you're into comedy, and at least like modern comedy, I mean, you definitely probably heard of him. If not, I mean, maybe not. I mean, I know he's always going viral on social media for saying just some crazy stuff, but. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I just think they wanted somebody entertaining, and he's got ties to Vanderbilt, and I think it's going to be fun. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I hate to say it like this. I think he's a better choice than a lot of former players, just because, I mean, the former players don't always bring the entertaining side of it. He will. And to me, I'm like, we already got a panel full of football experts. Why not add some fun to it? That's just my perspective, though, and I respect everybody's opinion.
Well, you know, Christian, like I said, I'm older than you and your dad, and I'm a lot older than you. I just turned 65 Wednesday.
Oh, happy belated birthday!
Thank you, sir. But I just, you know, in this defense, we all talk about it, and I just backed up a little bit and said they remind me of this bend but don't break defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had one of those in 2-4, 2-0-5. You couldn't score on them. And that's the bottom line right there. Like, we held Georgia to 21 points. Nobody's done that lately, have they?
I'm trying to think of who they played this for. I mean, Tennessee... That was like a upper 30s game. And then the other games.
They scored 44 on Tennessee.
I was about to say it's upper 30s, 40 area. Then I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't think they scored too many points versus Austin Peay, believe it or not. But, yeah, I mean, it's still early in the season. But, no, you're right. We did a nice job holding them, and especially in critical moments. I mean, they elected not to kick that field goal. We stopped them on 4th-and-1 there. That was big. We steal a takeaway when, granted, they were on like way backed up, but you know, Bray Hubbard forces that fumble. I'm trying to think of any other. I mean, I think the ability just to stop them on third down was one of the main reasons we held them. You know what I mean? Yeah, that was big.
That'll win you a bunch of games, that, and getting no penalties. If you can keep your penalties down like we did and give them three and outs and hold them up. Get off the field on third down. That's what we didn't do last year. And I feel like this defense is not where we want it to be. But however, we got an explosive offense. This defense is going to get better, you know. And I hope they play with a chip on their shoulder. These guys were there last year that's on this team. You know, that's embarrassing. Wouldn't you say if he was playing, it would have been embarrassing? Wouldn't you think?
Last year, for sure, just because it was all new, right? I mean, people still were viewing them as Vanderbilt, like, oh, man, that you lost to Vanderbilt. Yeah, 100%. But I'll be honest with you. The fact that they're doing what they did last year and some thus far through the season, I mean, they're ranked for the first time since – I can't remember when it was. I mean, they're 5-0, or at least they're 5-0 for the first time in a really long time. This is a different Vanderbilt team. So I'll be honest with you. I mean – I think we got to start changing our perspective a little bit. I know how we've always viewed them, but right now with Clark Lee, Diego Pavia, and Beck, their offensive coordinator, man, they've completely changed this culture in this program. But yeah, last year definitely because it was the first. But now, I mean, this is a good football team. I mean, I look at them like no different than a who was another solid program, right? I mean, like a Texas A&M type team. Like, I mean, they're built well.
Right, and I got a lot of respect for Clark Lee, what he's done with that program. But Pavia, I can take just a little bit of him. Don't take very much.
Yeah, no, he definitely talks, man. Now he's got Johnny Money Manziel in his corner.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He's going to be like they're with him like he's a celebrity or something, you know, to two dimes. I mean, is he gonna have security?
I mean, there's definitely plenty of security in the venue. I mean, I don't know about him personally, but
well, you know, somebody might be having a little bit too much to drink, and they see him, and they might have a flashback 2012. That might not be to his best.
I hope it's not that deep, man. If you get mad and want to get physical with somebody because they beat you in you know 13 years ago, man, you need to find something better to do, man. Look, man, he's a good player. He beat us. But, I mean,
I'm not saying it's a good idea, but you know how some people are when they get to drinking.
No, I do. I'll tell a funny story real quick as we get out of here. I know the year after we lost to Clemson the national championship game, man, it was during the springtime, and believe it or not, we got paid a visit by the starting quarterback from that game, Deshaun Watson, right? One of my buddies. He happened to be in Tuscaloosa during the spring. I think he was visiting a friend. And let's just say that a couple of our guys from our team politely, I wouldn't say they asked him, but they politely told him that he needed to leave the establishment, and he ended up leaving. So I guess that's a little bit different.
And though, I won't be surprised if there's something like that happens. You know,
man, he was invited by the he's in good hands, man. That was a different situation. But we just lost to them literally like 4 months prior. Bro, don't come in our local establishment chilling with some female friend or something. Anyway, hey Bryce, we gotta hit this top hour break because we got Reagan coming up next, man. I appreciate you. Absolutely, man. Take care, brother. Good deal. All right. Top hour break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Reagan Starner, R&R Cigars, right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230, WTBC.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app. From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Thursday night football was an NFC West showdown as the 49ers stopped the Rams on 4th-and-1 in overtime to win it 26-23. Mac Jones led the way for San Francisco. He was 33-49 for 342 yards and 2 touchdowns. In baseball, the Yankees shut out the Red Sox 4-0 to advance to the ALDS to face the Blue Jays. New York pitcher Cam Schlittler pitched 8 innings, gave up 5 hits, no runs, no walks, and had 12 strikeouts.
We needed to be perfect tonight because he was perfect. I mean, the stuff is outstanding. He was under control. That was electric. That was electric.
That was Boston manager Alex Cora. The Cubs are advancing to the NLDS for the first time since 2017, where they will face the Milwaukee Brewers after defeating the Padres 3-1.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start.
Roll Tide.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here
treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season
to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com,
on the app,
or the Tide 100.9 app.
Each week,
we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
With two locations in Tuscaloosa.
Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house.
With 95.3 The Fair
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
The Tide Tailgate Show
is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast
on 95.3 The Bear
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC
and online at 95.3thebear.com
and Tide 100.9.com. Game day traffic reports to get you to Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Live reports from our Bama beat reporter, Wyatt Fulton.
Game day picks from the top games.
And this year, special insight each week
from Roll Tide Willie. The Tide Tailgate Show originates live from Grandstand in Tuscaloosa's Timberson Square.
Come sip beverages or grab a bite before or after the game.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
The Tide Tailgate Show
is presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi.
Online
at pearlriverresort.com.
And by Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Online at TuscaloosaCDJR.com.
And by Two Dimes. Online
at twodimes.club.
And by Druid City Regional Medical Center.
DCHSystem.com.
Your flagship home
of Alabama sports.
We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes the catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores!
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on Vanderbilt at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Alabama football.
Presented by Pearl River Resort,
DCH Regional Medical Center,
Two Dimes Tuscaloosa,
and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites, from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge
with New York Giants legend
and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller
and his son,
four-time SEC champion
and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And knocked down again. It was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
To the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support experts. All right. So we just wrapped up hour number one. During the break, I was showing you guys, I've got this install book, right? It's literally like a huge book from one game. This is from the SEC championship game against Georgia back in 21. So I'm trying to like show you guys little snippets of things, because I always talk about all the breakdowns and all the notes and the plays and the designs and how much goes into football, right? Now I can actually physically show you. I found this book that I've been wanting to show you. So I'll keep doing that during the timeouts. But now we're joined by one of my favorite guests here on the show. He's nothing short of entertaining when he hops on here. Plus, he is the owner of the hottest cigar mansion in the South. Reagan Starner of R&R Cigars joins us now on the phone lines for his smoking hot picks this weekend. Reagan, good Friday to you.
How do?
Oh, man, it's going, man. I'm looking forward to this revenge game against the big old bad Vanderbilt Commodores, man. I mean, Reagan, your lifetime, would you ever imagine that we would be, I'm not going to say beefing with Vanderbilt, but low-key a little, I mean, it's kind of like that. I mean, we've been, not necessarily us, but they've been, you know, throwing some shots. Their quarterback is very vocal. I mean, let me just ask you this, and you don't have to give your prediction just yet on this game, but I'm just curious. Your overall thoughts on this Vanderbilt team, where they're at, man. I mean, do you still, in your mind, view them as the same old Vanderbilt, or are you like me that you kind of you've had to shift your perspective a little bit?
I mean, it happens like every couple decades where, you know, Vanderbilt's kind of, you know, decent. There was like James Franklin when he was a coach there, you know, they had good years going 8-4, and, you know, they thought they were, you know, world beaters. When you beat Alabama, that's your Super Bowl, you know? It's kind of like, it's like when I play like MLB The Show and I like lose a stupid game because I was messing around to like some guy that was like low rated. And then they message me like, you suck. And it's like, dude, I mean, okay. You know,
that usually game does get you mad. I'm not going to lie to you. I like that game a lot. And it's very fun. But when you do have those moments, it can bother me.
Yeah, it's never like good players that are like messaging you to talk trash. It's always bad players. You know, that yeah. Shouldn't have won anyway. They don't know how to act. So like, yeah, acting like Vanderbilt's like some rivalry because they beat us for the first time in, you know, in a century. I mean, you know, whatever.
True. You know. Hey, I'm with you, but at the same time, Reagan. I mean, look. I mean, I feel like you got to respect these guys coming in Tuscaloosa. I mean, they're undefeated. I know they haven't played really anybody other than South Carolina, who's, you know, not looking as good as, you know, advertised, at least right now. But, you know, I think they're a decent team. But I'll definitely get your thoughts on that pick here in a minute. Well, but, oh, go ahead.
No, Sellers didn't even play, you know. So, they beat South Carolina without, you know, I think Sellers might have played for less than a half. So, I mean, again, you know, we'll talk about it, but I'm tired of hearing about all the Vanderbilt people. It's like, whatever, but okay.
No, that's fair. Well, let's dive into some of these picks, man. I'll be honest, probably not the biggest slate this weekend. You're looking at some of these matchups. So we'll try to see which ones are at least worth talking about. I know you got a couple SEC matchups that might be something. Let's start here. You got Texas traveling to Florida. Now, obviously, I know Florida, you know, they're not looking great, but Texas, who, you know, a lot of people going into the year thought they could have been the favorite maybe to win a national title. Arch Manning and company hadn't really played to their full potential, at least. The defense looked pretty good, but you never know out of Florida. I feel like they're inconsistent, but maybe they could pull something off. How do you think that game goes, Reagan?
I don't know. This is a weird game because, you know, both schools' quarterbacks were so supposed to be, you know, Heisman candidates coming into the season, and they just look awful, both teams. This is kind of a mid-off to me. The battle of mid. I don't even know what to do, because it's like, I don't know if either team can score enough points to cover, you know, to cover the line. I would probably go with Texas just on pure talent. And I think Sark's just a way better coach than Billy Napier.
Mm. Yeah, fair. I mean, I definitely am leaning Texas in that game. But like I said, I feel like Florida, man, they're so up and down. You just never know what you're going to get out of those guys. But we'll have to see. I think it could be decent. We'll see how that one goes. Sticking in the state of Florida, right, outside of the conference, however, you got number three, Miami, traveling to Florida State. Florida State, a lot of people have been impressed with, obviously, the big win over Alabama week one. But most recently, they suffered their first loss on the road last week. How do you see this one going? Miami's looking pretty good, Reagan. A lot of people think that they could be a national title contender. They're ranked number three right now. You think Miami clearly gets it done against Florida State, their rival, or you think Florida State might be ready to upset the Hurricanes?
You know, I've been to a lot of big rivalry games throughout the years. Alabama, Tennessee, Alabama, Auburn, and some others. And FSU Miami is the most intense rivalry I think I've ever seen.
Wow.
Miami fans have to have a police escort when they're walking into the stadium. It is intense. I heard death threats. Mm. It is a crazy, crazy game. And people that have never been that should go sometime. It's wild. So FSU is, you know, like I remember, you know, Saban said, you know, I never had to tell my players to get up to play Miami. You know, I had to get them ready to go, you know, play Vanderbilt because, you know, they sucked. But I never had to tell them to get, you know, to get up for Tennessee. Well, that's how this Florida State Miami game is. You don't have to tell either of these teams to get up for this game. So, I'm not going to be surprised if Florida State wins.
Oh wow!
Cristobal just keeps doing just bozo things, man. like every game, he just does something stupid, and I think this is the week where him doing something stupid is going to cost Miami and Florida State a win.
You know. Dang, man. Shout out to Chris Ball, man. Great guy. But you're right. I do feel like sometimes there's some lapses there and in some of those big moments. But we'll see. I mean, obviously, Florida State's still a really good team. I mean, I watched that game against Virginia last week where they did end up losing.
Yeah.
I thought that was a questionable catch. I thought, dude, I know he was bobbling at it as it was going out of bounds, but I thought probably could argue maybe it was a catch. I don't know. Anyway, they lost the game, but I still think they are a team to watch. And if they do beat Miami, obviously they'll put themselves back in contention to kind of, you know, I guess win the conference and make a run. But anyway, I'll be honest with you, Reagan. There's not really any other games that are really drawing my eye in terms of, you know, talking about. So I feel like we can just go ahead and jump to Alabama Vanderbilt. Again, we talked a little bit when you first got on here, but Commodore is looking to do it 2 years in a row, this time coming to Tuscaloosa. They got Diego Pavia back. He's confident. We listened to some clips from their head coach, Clark Lee, yesterday. He obviously feels very confident in his team. We know how they got the job done last year, dominated time of possession, dominated third downs. They got off to a hot start, and the rest was history. Reagan, how do you see this happening this time around? They've got to come to Tuscaloosa. These guys obviously are going to have that on their mind, right? So I hope that we wake up ready to go play some football against this group. But nonetheless, this team looks even better than they did last year. They're a good football team. I know the spread right now is around like 10.5, something like that. Number one, you think Vanderbilt has a chance in this game? And two, what are your thoughts on that spread?
I mean, I think obviously, every week somebody's got a chance, you know. I mean, it's, you know, it's not, it's a different era. But, I mean, again, I just don't, I'm not buying into the hype. I'm not buying into Diego Pavia. I mean, he played good last year versus Alabama, you know, congrats, you know. Our defense was just awful last year. I don't see the same, I don't think it's the same defense as we had last year. I think it's a lot better. I just don't, and we're playing at home, and Kalen DeBoer's Alabama team are absolute demons at home. On the road, there's a different story, but at home they play like demons. They are just, I don't know why, but at home I just don't think that they lose unless it's to a team like Georgia. And that's the good part about the schedule this year is pretty much all their tough games except for basically South Carolina are at home. So I think that's really important. But, you know, I'm tired of hearing about Diego Pavia. I'm tired of hearing about Theo Vaughn. Tired of hearing about Johnny Manziel.
Reagan, maybe he wants to stop by the mansion. Would you welcome him there? I know there's a lot of news saying, oh, they're mad at Two Dimes having him at the venue. If he said, hey, man, I'm looking for the best cigar in Tuscaloosa, and someone says, hey, R&R Cigars, head to the mansion. Are you welcoming him in there, or are you going to kick him out?
I think the difference is, I think that if he had just walked in and was like, hey, I'm coming by, like, nobody would have cared, you know, but building an event around it was where people got mad because he's actively pulling for Alabama. Two Dimes does whatever they do, and that's cool. Anybody that, like, if Johnny Manziel came by anybody's bar in this town, the whole place would think it's, like, so cool. And, you know, so, you know, I think it's, again, I don't want to get into, I'm not trying to.
I'm just saying.
I don't want the burners mad at me either, because all the burners on Twitter are pretty mad about it, you know. But
wait, they're mad in which way? Because he's coming, or because people are mad that he's coming?
I think the burners are mad because I guess they're doing the event with Johnny Manziel.
Oh, I got you. I look at it like this. I mean, look, let's call a spade a spade. We know that he's very active off the field, right? And all, think about all these young college kids. They know Johnny Manziel, obviously, for what he did on the field, but also off the field. It makes sense, man. And like I said, I think it adds some entertainment factor. Hey, if you want, just go talk smack to him. Now, don't be like the other caller we had earlier that said, you know, when people drink, things can get physical. I'm like, whoa, we're doing too much.
Okay, there's no reason for that.
It's not that
That's
deep.
Crazy.
And plus, he's going to be with Colby Covington, who's a UFC fighter. So don't think you want to go get physical around a UFC fighter.
Hey, speaking of Colby Covington and the UFC, Colby Covington, I wish he would come to the mansion. Would love to hang out with Colby Covington. But we are the only place in Tuscaloosa that shows the UFC fights.
Hell yeah.
So
I can put in a word. Maybe I'll shoot a text to my buddy and say, hey, tell Colby, man, he needs a cigar, man. Stop on by there to get
the only place in Tuscaloosa that shows the UFC fights. And we will have the UFC fight Saturday night.
This Saturday, right?
Yep, this Saturday. After the Alabama Vandy game, we'll go straight into the UFC fights.
Absolutely. Hey, that's a good weekend right there. You got Bama football in the afternoon, UFC over at R&R Cigars in the evening. And real quick before I let you, last thing, Reagan. Now the football cigars that are coming out, have you officially launched those yet, or is that still
you can buy the football cigars now. Go to our website, use promo code Miller's Edge, and yes, you'll get 20% off plus free shipping. We've been shipping a bunch out already, so they're moving. They're going to be gone by the time, if you wait till Alabama, Tennessee Friday, they're going to be gone by then.
Was talking about that earlier. I said, go ahead, because we had some people in our chat asking about. So it is free shipping. So free shipping, is it a certain orders, or I just want to have those details for them, because they asked about the free shipping.
If you buy the footballs and use the promo code Miller's Edge, you get, I think, 20% off in free shipping.
Boom. So there you guys have it, man. Those are the game. I got a picture on my phone too that I'll show you guys again, but they're sick, man. And if you need to get loaded up, like he said, packs are going out quick. So make sure you guys get loaded up now, because that game is quickly approaching us. Plus, obviously, and for outside of that game, for all your cigar needs, man, hit them up. Reagan, we appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much.
All right, man. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir. Sounds good, man. Good deal. All right, code Miller's Edge, rnrcigars.com, free shipping, 20% off all your orders. Take advantage of it while it's there. Quick timeout. We keep on rolling right here, Tyler.
Like the Nissan Pathfinder. More selection, more value, and a lifetime powertrain warranty on every unit you purchase. No one beats the savings at Townsend Nissan Tuscaloosa.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-6411,
800-417-6411, and give us your answer. The proceeding is not a contest and is a paid advertisement by Family Vacation Getaways. It is not sponsored by this program or its affiliates.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
A sunny afternoon, the high today 83, clear tonight, below 61. Tomorrow, another warm, dry day, lots of sunshine, the high 84. Sunday, partially sunny, a small chance of an afternoon shower. Sunday's high 83. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 78 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
To the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. All right, so we just got done talking with Reagan, R&R Cigars. Again, if you guys want those cigars, the new football cigars are out, and those things are sick. I'll show you guys on my phone real quick, and I'll just put it on the screen at some point, but this is the one I'm talking about. And you even see, like, the box it has on there, the cigar game. But those are the cigars, man. They've got, like, the football on. I mean, it's sick. And you can only get these at R&R Cigars. So make sure you guys check them out. Free shipping and 20% off when you use code Miller's Edge. So don't forget to use that, because you get free shipping and 20% off. All right, let's do this. And I was showing, like, some more of the install book. To answer your question, from, so, yes, we also have iPads, too. But they used to give us, we had iPads, but they also would give us paper copies as well. But nowadays, yeah, everything's pretty much on an iPad. But you still have those physical copies, I guess, for, I don't know, insurance purposes. I don't know. All right, let's do this. Let's take a call real quick while we got a few minutes here. Who's up next? I know we had Bryce last, and I think we've got Dave. David. Is David still with us? David, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing there?
Good, David. I'm sorry, man. I know you've been waiting patiently. Thank you so much.
No. You got a good show there. You know, I was just wondering. I'm going to ask the question first here. Now, this is for you. I'm not going to go through the guest picker and all that. It is what it is. And I'm sure, you know, ESPN's got their reasons and all that, you know. So let's just go with the flow. Forget about that. Enjoy it tomorrow. And I'm an old guy myself. I'm 73, so I can go with the flow. That being said, let's just get some positive energy for the Bama fans, the Bama football players, and let's just don't go out there for revenge, but let's just play hard-nosed, smack-them-in-the-mouth football.
That's right. Yeah, no, you're 100% right. I mean, and Coach Saban used to always say this, you know, play with emotion, but don't play emotional. And I think that's kind of the recipe here. You don't want guys to go out there too amped up just because of how last year went, and then, you know, you're so worried about that piece of it that you're not playing disciplined. You're playing outside of your assignments because you're just trying to go and you know, you're playing emotional, right? So I think that you're 100% right. Go play your game, play physical, play with intensity. You know, have that chip on your shoulder from last year, but don't let it get in the way of going out there and doing your job and what you need to do. I agree 100%.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask the question, Christian, there. When it comes to football, South Carolina and Alabama, when they get together, I think we're going to Columbia this year.
Yes, sir.
How are you and your dad when y'all watch that game? Woo, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, so maybe we might need to do a live show of us watching the game, getting our live reaction. I think that might be some entertainment right there. I know it will be. Listen, I'll say this, man. David. Last time, I'm trying to think, you know, last time we played, we didn't really, well, I guess we weren't really, when was that? Was the last time we played in 2019? No, excuse me. No, that was last year, Doug, Christian. Yeah, it was last year. I'm sorry. Last time we played last season, I'll be honest with you, man. I mean, we definitely kind of, you know, we jarred a little bit, but it wasn't anything crazy. And he was a little salty because he knew that they could have and should have probably won the heck game. They had some opportunities.
Yeah.
But it was smooth. But I think this year I'm gonna make it a little more exciting. I'm gonna give him a little bit more of a hard time. Last year I was being cool and I was letting a lot slide. This year I'm gonna mess with him a little bit to make it more interesting.
Well, you know, it's always fun to, you know, jaw around and, you know, have fun. It's just a game, for crying out loud. But, you know, wants to win. You want to win. At the end of the game, y'all come out, you know, father and son. And I bet money y'all have a good time there. Now, who is the one that orders who to go to the refrigerator to get a Coca-Cola and the popcorn, you or him?
Well, I mean, I guess I still got to respect seniority. So, I mean, I guess that would be my task. I'd be tasked with that out of respect. But if we win the game, we might need to switch roles for a week or so.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to say that. And, you know, it's going to be a big game, no doubt about it. I remember when I was out there at Bryant-Denny Stadium, and I don't even think they called it Bryant-Denny Stadium then. I could be wrong. It was in 1984. Vanderbilt slipped in here, and they upset us big time.
Oh, wow.
I could be wrong. I want to say it was in 1984, but, you know, we'll go with the flow and see what our players can do, and they just need to play with that chemistry and play like warriors and get out there. And I know I'm talking wild and y'all probably say, man, get him off the air. But I want to say when Coach Saban went in there, and you probably remember this more than I did. Alabama played Texas A&M. And Coach Saban, I could be wrong, don't quote me word for word. He said, every now and then, you just got to let them go. Now, I could be wrong. I want to say Alabama beat them like 54-0 that day. I could be wrong.
Are you talking about when I was here back in 2017?
Well, I don't know. Did y'all play Texas A&M at the Bryant-Denny?
Did we go on the road that year? I'm drawing a blank. I just know that was the game that the offensive lineman was saying, Alabama, you're next. And we went on the road. And, we showed them. We were next, all right. He just ended up blowing him out. I can't remember the final score, but we'll see, man. It'd be great if it's one of those games, but I just this is a good Vanderbilt team. I think it's going to be a good one, and I'm excited for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to give you my score, and I'm going to pick a Dawson score. You know Dawson Morrison, and, you know, man, he was always picking some wild scores. I'm going to pick Bama 52. Vanderbilt 10.
Dang, 52-10. Wow.
52-10. I'm just thinking if everybody can get on page there and, you know, just watch that quarterback. Now, that's going to be the deciding factor because that quarterback is dangerous, no doubt about it. He knows what he's doing. But I just got a feeling we can get in there and just play tough-nosed football. We might just take a 52-10 victory.
David, I'm not going to lie. That definitely is a little bit past my score prediction. But, hey, man, I love it, man. Hey, listen. Hey, if you like it, I love it, David. I'm rocking with you all the way, brother. I got you. And I'm going to write that down, man.
Now, if it's 52-10, I hadn't smoked a cigarette since 1984. But if it's 52-10, I will go to R&R and, you know, let them serve me a cigar, and I'll just sit there and let somebody else smoke it there. But, you know, I'm going 52-10.
There you go. Hey, I'll supply it for you, man. Well, I guess it will, or for the other person that's doing it. Hey, David, we appreciate you. Right, man. Have a great weekend. Thank you for calling.
And Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Yes, sir. Roll Tide. Good deal. David might be related to Ellis, man. That Roll Tide at the end, now that sounded eerily similar to Ellis, man. Ellis, you got some family calling in the show? I know you did. I think you might be next on the phone lines. We'll go to you coming up here in a minute, right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide take on Vanderbilt at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for...
Visit us online today. Tuscaloosa Dodge, Mazda, and Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. Three great dealerships. One promise. Your car your way. In Tuscaloosa today.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation.
Across the United States.
And from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers.
Trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers.
Who are resilient.
And won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches.
Athletic trainers and mentors.
Options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
To the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. All right, so we just got done talking with David. He might have been a new caller, so shout out to David. He gave us his score prediction, 52-10. He's obviously feeling very confident. So let's do this. We'll keep on rolling the phone lines here. Then final segment, I'll go ahead and give our final preview prediction, all that good stuff, and put a bow on this game as we lead you guys into this weekend. All right. Up next, we got Ellis, I believe. Ellis, welcome in.
Roll Tide, Christian.
There he is. What's up, Ellis?
Not much.
How's everything, brother?
I'm on the interstate and traffic, like usual, when you get on the interstate, it's always something.
Yeah, well,
I'm going
safe on that road.
Miles an hour right now on the interstate.
You're going how fast?
20.
So I see some house
slow. I was going slower than that. Done passed a wreck, and it cleared up. Now I've run up on something else. So there's no telling.
Wow. But well, be it's safe, all man.
Good. Yeah, oh, yeah. It's all good. It ain't me. And I hope anybody that was in the wreck, I hope everybody was okay and survived.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, I know you got some thoughts on this game. I mean, you're a Tennessee guy, man. How are you feeling about this matchup? I mean, they're a confident team coming into Tuscaloosa tomorrow.
Well, Christian, I don't know if you remember, but I was at that game last year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And how was that being at that game, seeing them storm the field and all that? Were you still there?
I left before that happened.
Mm. Smart.
I just said I'm not sticking around for that wild mess. So
that's smart.
Before the ball game was up with, I got up and left. When I knew we didn't have a chance to come back and win.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, man. Well, how do you feel about this year's game? How you feel about this matchup?
I feel good. I feel good. Let that quarterback yak all he wants to. You know, it used to get on my nerves, the yakking, but let him yak.
But he's going to do that part. That's something you know you're getting out of him.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And then he wants to say, you know, nobody's scared of Alabama anymore. Well, that's old news. You know.
True.
It ain't back in the day when Saban had all the good teams, you know, and everybody was scared to play them. It's not like that anymore. But we do have a better team than we had last year, I think. I think the defense is a whole lot better. We need to, like you said, clean up the running part of it, you know, quit letting them run the ball so much. But
it's tough to say, man. I mean, I don't know if I would say we're necessarily better right now defensively, but I would say I feel like we're very similar in a lot of ways, if I'm being completely honest with you. But I think we're getting better. And I do know one thing was last year, this defense got better as the year went on. And I think that definitely should be the case. I think they'll get better with their run fits and stopping the run gradually throughout the course of the year. And if they do that and they keep finding ways to affect the quarterback, I think we'll be okay on defense. I don't think we're an elite defense by any means. But I think at this point you just have to accept that. And I think if you can get this defense to play good enough to hold teams and come up with stops and just know that our offense might have to outscore some people in some games, I mean, you just have to accept it and kind of lean into it. You know what I mean? But obviously, I think there's more we can tap into with this defense. But it does worry me that we've had so many injuries and we're missing so many guys. I mean, think about it. I mean, really, you know, Beeman's out for the year. I know Tim Keenan's back, thank God. But Quay Russaw's out for a lot of time now. Jermarion Latham's out. You got a number of injuries up front. And that's not great because we already were talking about a lack of pass rush.
Oh, yeah, that hurts. But I just think that we're going to be up for this game. And you said about Johnny Manziel earlier. I was in the stands when he come to Tuscaloosa and beat us.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, that was I was there too, man. That was my first time here. Ellis, give me your score prediction, man.
45-28.
Let me make sure I get that written down, man. 45-28. All right, good deal. We're gonna get Tommy on here real quick. That way we got enough time to wrap things up for that final segment with our predictions on our end. But Ellis, be safe on that road, man. You have a great weekend.
Tommy Thunder.
That's right. Coming up next. Ellis, we appreciate you, brother. Good deal. All right. No, Dr. Chris, I'm going to do it right here. I'm going to let Tommy finish his. He's the last one on the phone lines. Then that way I'm going to wrap up everything, get my final thoughts and score prediction. Then we'll get Reed and Chase as well. So, hey, Tommy, you with us?
Christian, I think Tommy dropped. We got Ram, and then we've got George and Macon on the phone lines.
Oh damn. So we got more than I thought. All right. let's see. All right. Let's hit Ram real quick if we can.
Okay.
Ram, you with me?
I'm with you.
All right, good deal.
One question. You think we're going to put a spy on their quarterback, or we'll just play our game?
Man, it's tough to say. I mean, in third down situations, I think you could, you know, look at having a spy, but I'm looking at our personnel and just trying to think. I mean, you know, with Quay Russaw out, I mean, you got Yonze. You obviously want to have some juice off the edge. I mean, maybe you use one of your backers like Deontay Lawson. I know they're using him off the edge. I think I had to guess, we'll probably see some, you know, combinations of him and Yanze out there. But yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, if you realize that Pavia's, we're not doing a good job containing him or creating that cage, yeah, I think putting a spy out there is probably smart, especially knowing that he's, if he doesn't have the look he wants, I mean, he's ready to take off. So, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to doing that.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you my score, 34-24.
All right, now I'm going to try to go back and make up for all these that I might have missed, but 34-24. The worst case, we got it recorded. So if you get it right, your proof is recorded, which is good. So 34-24. Ram, we appreciate that, man. You have a great weekend, brother.
You too, Christian. Thank you, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you, man. All right, then let's squeeze George in here real quick. George, you with us?
Yeah, I am. How you doing, Christian?
Hey, George, what's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, quick guest picker, I would get Cela Ward. You know, she is in the movies, and she was a cheerleader at Alabama in the 70s.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's cool.
She was in... I guess the fugitive Harrison Ford, she was the wife that got killed by the one-armed man. And she was in Sisters, which is a TV show for a couple of years, many years ago. But that's who would be my pick. And I think the key to the game is for us to hit them in the mouth first. Don't let them get any scores at first, because then they get a rhythm. You know, when these running mobile quarterbacks get into a rhythm, that can kill you. So I think that is a critical factor. Don't let them get on the board first, and let them play pickup. And I would say 34-24.
34-24?
Yep.
All right. Good deal. I like it. I like it. Well, George, I'm going to write that down, 34-24. And you're right, man. Definitely got to contain the quarterback in this matchup. That's going to be very important, and we'll see if we can do that.
If we let him start running wild at the beginning, it'll be a long, long game, because you're going to be playing catch-up like we did last year and like we did with Florida State.
100%,
can't let him get rhythm.
100%. I agree 100% with you. Well, George, we appreciate it, man. We're going to try to squeeze in our final predictions real quick in these last few minutes. I appreciate you, brother. You have a great weekend.
You too. See ya.
Yes, sir. We'll see ya. All right, Reed, Chase, we'll do this, man. We'll just go ahead and combine breaks since it's already so close. And how about this? I'll open the floor up, man. You guys be my guests, man. You guys, it's y'all's spot. I'm putting you guys on the spot, man. Give me y'all's score predictions. Chase, Reed, I want to hear it, man. What you guys got? And if you got any keys, man, let me know what you think needs to happen for Alabama to keep on with this momentum that we've got and get another dub this weekend.
You got it, Christian. I have Alabama winning this one. I'm going to go with 35-17. I think a lot of people are just tired of Diego Pavia and what he's brought to T-Town. They just want him out of their lives immediately. And I just feel like a lot of the – not to sound harsh, being dramatic. I feel like a lot of the Alabama football players feel the exact same way. They just want to do BTA, if you know what that means, and just get ready for the next week. You know, it's gotten to a point where Vandy – they have a voice now. You know, they feel like they can step up to Bama, and they're not fearful anymore. And I feel like Bama can put that back in this weekend. And it starts with the offense for sure. I think with the wide receiver core, I think it's going to be interesting how they kind of match with Vandy's secondary. And then I think a lot of people are sleeping on the secondary for Bama. I feel like they're going to lock down a lot of the Vandy's wide receivers. I haven't seen much from Vandy's wide receivers. It's more of just like the running game, like with Diego Pavia and a lot of just like, you know, QB options and a lot of like shovel pass. But yeah, I got Bama rolling all the way with 35-17.
35-17. All right. I like it. Is Reed back there? Did Reed want to drop his on here real quick? Or
I'll make it pretty quick. But yeah, I've got I was just thinking about this just a few minutes ago, and the first thing that came into my head, I said 38-31 Alabama. I think it's going to be a straight out shootout. Like I said, I the whole run defense for us, Diego Pavia, I don't think we will do a great job containing him, but I think our offense is going to start off hot. And they're going to try to catch up, and it's just not going to be enough, and we're going to, I don't want to say scrape away, but it's not going to be a pretty win, but it's going to be a win.
Fair, fair. I'm going to go 38-27. That's going to be my score. I do think it's going to be a competitive game. I just watching these guys, man, they're a solid football team, and I just know the challenges that they bring offensively. I think, you know, our defense is doing some good stuff. I actually just read a stat that defensively, in terms of yards per game, that we're holding teams to, I mean, 274 total yards, that actually comes in at 11th nationally. So from that perspective, we're doing pretty solid, but it's just that the running game, our rushing defense that we're struggling with, that concerns me. That's got to be better. And then the other part is, I know our secondary, you know, statistically, when you look at numbers, it looks great, but then if you actually go and watch the tape, you realize they hadn't really been tested a whole bunch through the air either. People hadn't thrown as much. I mean, you look at, I don't know, Georgia threw it, but I mean, Florida State, they didn't really throw the ball a whole bunch. And the other teams we played, I mean, Wisconsin, you know how that went, and then it was ULM. That being said, I think there's just still some more questions that I need answered personally for this defense. And then knowing the injuries that we are seeing right now, that's probably not what you want to have, especially in, you know, situations like this. We talked about the edge guys being so thin there and going on against a team where that position is critical. That being said, like I said, 38-27. I will say this. I think our offense continues to roll. I wouldn't be shocked if their defense does, you know, make some plays. They've shown that they can do that, and I think they probably will present some different challenges than we might have seen out of Georgia's defense, which is shocking to say, but it's true. Then I already know what you're going to get, you know, from their offense with Pavia. But I think the biggest thing in this game is defensively, man, if we can mirror how we played last week with good third down efficiency, getting off the football field, right, not letting them just control the time of possession, because that's what they want to do. They know how explosive our offense is. Their key is they're going to want to keep the football away from our offense. How do they do that? They control the tempo and they run the football and they sustain drives. So that's why I think defensively, man, the biggest key here is that we've got to get off the football field. And that also starts on first and second down, stopping the run. You don't want to keep giving them third and short situations, because that's easy conversions for them. If you look at the rate of conversion on third and short, it's extremely high compared to third and long, right, which is pretty obvious there. But I think through and through, man, Bama ends up getting the job done, a big win. And I know it's just Vanderbilt, but it's a ranked win that you put on your resume in Bryant-Denny Stadium. I think there'll be a good atmosphere, college game days here, man. It seems like it's going to be an exciting weekend, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. But yeah, man, hopefully Monday when we come back, we're talking about a big time win. But could it be a close one like that? I mean, maybe kind of like last weekend, maybe, but I'm sensing more of that. I'm in line with the spread, what, 10.5 or so, I think, even if it's a late touchdown or so. But I don't know. I think the fact that our guys have that revenge factor, that chip on their shoulder, I think that's going to give us some even greater juice going out there. And I'm excited about this matchup. But I defensively, man, I'm challenged. Just like I challenged the offensive line last week and they showed up for me, I'm doing the same thing this week, man. Defense, I'm calling you out. These guys, they embarrassed you last year. You going to let them do it again in Tuscaloosa, in your own state, in your backyard? You going to let this guy run all over the place on you, even throw on you like he did last year, 76% completion rate? I'm challenging defense. We'll see if you guys respond, and we'll talk about it right here on the Miller's Edge on Monday. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art Sport Experts. Appreciate all you guys behind the glass, all our listeners. We'll see you guys then.